You almost ready, honey?
Right there.
We don't want to be late. I promised Larry we'd be there at 7 sharp.
We will be.
Now, I don't mean to rush you, sweetheart. It's just that it takes women longer to get dressed than it does men.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and honey, be particularly nice to Miss Kaybaker, will you?
I'll kill her with kindness.
You know what an important client Mr. Kaybaker is. And his daughter carries a lot of weight with him.
I understand.
So, if she has a good time, then he will, too.
Of course.
It'll mean a lot to Larry and the agency. Well, how you doing, sweetheart? We better get going.
Oh, I'm hurrying, sweetheart.
Hey, you're getting faster. I only beat you by a handkerchief.
I saved a lot of time by taking a shower with my dress on.
Well, let's go.
Dad?
Hmm?
Nice party, isn't it?
I'll say. Another mad whirl with the jet set.
Mind if we borrow you for a moment, J.K.?
Oh, excuse me, dear.
Well, we'll bring your father right back, Miss Kaybaker. And just a little dull business.
So is this party.
I'm sure it always seems that way when you don't know many people.
That's why I hate affairs like this. Just because somebody handles your father's account, you have to mingle like you had something in common.
It must be very trying. But you certainly chose a lovely dress for the occasion.
It's not difficult when one has taste, Mrs. Stubbins.
Stevens.
My compliments on your dress, Mrs. Stevens.
Well, thank you.
It's really difficult to tell those inexpensive copies from the originals nowadays. Do you know Dr. Hafter, dear?
I beg your pardon?
Dr. Hafter, the plastic surgeon, does beautiful nose work.
No, I don't know him.
It's funny, I could have sworn when you... Oh, well. Excuse me.
No, thank you.
What's the matter, darling? You look like Darren just canceled all your charge accounts.
I shouldn't let it bother me, I guess. That Miss Kaybaker's the most disagreeable little snob I've ever met.
Well, cheer up. There's always a sour meatball in the chafing dish. Maybe she'll get it.
Have you tried the meatballs?
No, I never eat them myself.
Oh. Well, I hope I'll be seeing more of you. Maybe we could get together for lunch some afternoon.
You think about food a lot, don't you?
Well, no, I
wish I could be like you. Carefree, not give a darn what my figure looks like.
Good
heavens.
Oh, she did it. She deliberately threw it at me.
Never mind, daughter. I'll take care of it. Really, Larry, the conduct of some of your guests leaves a lot to be desired.
I'm sorry, J.K. I'm sure Mrs. Stevens wouldn't do anything like that.
All right.
It was an accident.
No. Nothing, she says. One little favor I ask you to do. And what do? You wiggle that beak of yours and really cause trouble. Ooh, the least you could have done was ignore her. You're a great little helpmate, you are. Always anxious to help your husband's career.
Darren, you didn't speak to me all the way home in the car. Would you please show me the same courtesy now?
Well, good night.
Good night.
And another thing, I'll tell you when we're not talking. I wear the pants in this family.
Says you.
Says me. And I'll say one more thing.
What?
Now we're not talking.
Now you're talking.
Hi, Larry. I guess you're still pretty upset about last night.
I passed upset at 3 o'clock this morning. Right now, I'm up to homicidal.
Mr. K. Baker was pretty mad last night. I wonder what he's thinking this morning.
I know what I'm thinking. But I'm too much of a gentleman to use certain phrases about a woman. So let's put it this way. If I saw that your wife was going to be hit by a falling safe, I'd just stand there and smile.
Larry, that's not very nice.
I passed nice at 2 o'clock this morning, right after K. Baker phoned to cancel the account. Fortunately, I was able to talk him out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Larry, but Sam was provoked into doing what she did.
It was thoughtless and inexcusable. A child would have had more sense.
Wait a minute. Kate Baker's daughter deserved it. She's a sarcastic snob. And her father ought to wash out her mouth with some of that crummy detergent he makes.
That crummy detergent happens to keep us in business.
Sure, Miss Kate Baker can do no wrong as long as her father's got wall-to-wall money.
If you were a billionaire, Samantha still acted like a child.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. At least you could have used a little discretion like my wife.
Larry, I've got news for you. That wife of yours has come up with a few nuggets herself.
Oh, really?
I mean, if we're talking about boners, let's get all the names on the list.
Name me just one boner that Louise ever pulled. Just one.
There was the time she thought the client's wife was his mother. There was the time she forgot the theater tickets.
I said one.
So don't go making cracks about my wife. Just worry about that cuckoo that you're married to.
Well, if Louise is such a drag, you don't have to associate with her anymore.
Agreed. And you can consider Samantha off limits, too.
In fact, you don't have to associate with me anymore.
Well, let's add my vote to that proposal and make it unanimous.
Great. You keep your big flat feet out of my office, and I'll keep mine out of yours.
I'll go you one better. I'll keep my feet and everything that's attached to them out of the entire building. I quit.
Good. You just saved me 2 weeks' severance pay.
Cheap. Cheap. Cheap.
Hi. I thought I heard you come in. What are you doing home so early?
I got sick.
Sick?
Of working. I quit.
Quit?
Quit. Evacuated the premises. Ceased working. Hit the road.
What happened?
Oh, I shouldn't be telling you this.
Why not?
Because we're not talking.
Well, if we were talking, did it have anything to do with what happened last night?
Well, Larry and I got into an argument, and he said some things about you I didn't like.
You said some pretty unkind things about me yourself.
That's different. I'm your husband.
Well, I appreciate your defending me. But whatever he said, he was right. And so were you. I should have had more control last night.
Well, Kay Baker's daughter deserved it.
Well, I still could have ignored her.
I wouldn't let you ignore her. You did the right thing.
Darren, when you pick a side, will you please stick with it?
Now, Sam, it's all over and done with. I've already got another job lined up, and I've got to hurry over to an interview.
Another job? Darren, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? The Ames Advertising has had feelers out for me for a long time. Well, they're going to get me.
I hope you don't get it.
I can't miss. I'm the perfect man for the job.
Louise, it's ridiculous.
Larry and Darren are simply being stubborn. Now, we have to figure out a way to get them together.
Agreed. Larry always did have a stubborn streak, like when we were dating. I knew that if I was the first to mention the word marriage, I was dead.
How'd you finally get the idea across?
Well, one night he blew a smoke ring. I stuck my finger through it and said, I do. Oh, men are such little boys, really. They don't know what's good for them.
Right. And it's up to us to show them that they can live happy, contented lives, even if it makes them miserable.
So how do we get our two mules together when they're not even talking? Do you have any ideas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very simple, really. The way to unite people is to give them a common enemy.
Well, I'll buy that.
Now, in Darren and Larry's case, the common enemy will be us.
Us? You mean a war of the sexes?
Oh, no, no, not an all-out war, just a skirmish. We'll not only get them together, we'll teach them a lesson.
So what's your plan? I can't wait to hear it.
Well,
oh, I just had a terrible thought.
What?
It's too late. You said Darren was taking that other job.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. Darren doesn't have a chance of landing that job with Ames Advertising.
How can you be so sure?
I'm a witch.
You said it, honey. I didn't.
How about that?
Well, Stevens, I'm very glad you could get in to see us.
Was the traffic bad?
No, actually, I came in on the choo-choo. I meant the train. I hadn't eaten, so it gave me a chance to relax and have my din-din. Ah, I see. Food's really quite good. Of course, nobody can cook like my mummy. Mommy! Mother! She really knows how to fill your tum-tum. Yes.
Stevens, your credentials are most impressive. You know, I always say that all horses have teeth and a tail, but it's that old track record that makes them rich.
Stephen, what are you doing?
I'm sucking my thumb.
Sucking your thumb?
Yes, I always suck my thumb when I'm afraid.
You're joking.
Oh, no, no, I wish I had my teddy bear.
Mr. Stevens, I'm sorry, but this interview is over.
Oh, Mr. Ames, I don't know what to say. This isn't me.
I don't care. Whoever it is, his interview is at an end.
Mr. Ames, please, if you'll just let me explain. There's some reason for this going on.
I made a boo-boo.
Out of my sight.
Mr. Ames, it's like some strange force had a hold of me. Slap! Ouch! I believe this is yours.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on a treetop. When the wind blows, a cradle will rock.
Samantha!
I have a strong feeling bad words will fly. Your daddy just came home with blood in his eyes.
Samantha, where are you?
Well, Tabitha, time for Betty Bye. Now, I'm going to do something to your daddy that you're too little to understand. But it's for his own good.
Sam!
Wish me luck.
Sam, where are you? Come out here and face me.
Yes?
You've been sticking that magic nose of yours where it doesn't belong again. Don't try to deny it.
All right, I won't.
Come on, Sam. Don't make me drag it out of you. Just...
You admit it?
I only did it to save you from making the biggest mistake of your life.
That I did on a day long ago, which we now laughingly call our anniversary.
Yeah. Rave on. Let me know when the steam comes out of your nose. You can help me with the ironing.
You learn to stop meddling in my business.
When you learn to conduct it better.
Oh, well, I can't be doing too bad. You've got a lovely house, a nice car, lovely clothes. But to you, I suppose, I'm still a big dumbhead.
I didn't say that.
But you're thinking it. Go ahead, out with it.
Oh, really, Darren?
Go ahead, say it.
Okay. You're a big dumbhead.
You're calling me names now.
If you talk like that, you are a dumbhead. And I'll tell you one more...
Hold it, hold it. Stop the world. We are about to get the word from the High Lama.
If you had any sense at all, you would get down on your hands and knees and crawl back to Larry Tate and beg his forgiveness.
Me? Crawl?
Well, we both know that without him, you'd be nothing. He taught you everything you know.
He taught me? Well, that does it. That really does it.
If you'll excuse me, I have to fix dinner.
Well, don't bother setting a place for me because I'll be eating out.
Good. More for me.
And don't bother turning down my side of the bed because I'll be sleeping on the sofa.
As long as you're eating out, why don't you sleep out, too?
Sam, this isn't like you.
It is now.
Well, then I'll do just that. As of now, my address is the club. What do you think of that?
I think I better call you a cab. I'll need the car for shopping.
Louise? Anybody home?
Hi, dear. I know all about it. I spoke to Samantha.
Figures.
You know, it's none of my business, but I think you're being stubborn about this whole thing.
I agree.
That you're being stubborn?
That it's none of your business. You got a bicarbonate? I've got a knot in my stomach.
You've also got one in your head.
Well, I've got news for you, Tinted Top. I run my business the way I see fit, and I don't need any suggestions from the corset crowd.
Be my guest, Snow White.
And let me drop another thought on your pointed little ears. Some men are fortunate enough to have wives that are understanding and sympathetic. After a hard day in the rat race, they don't have to come home to a mouse that roars.
I believe the last word is my prerogative, so I'll take it. If I were you, I'd crawl to Darren on my hands and knees and beg his forgiveness.
Me crawl?
Oh, come on, Larry. We both know it's his brilliant mind that made you everything you are today. Without him, you'd be nothing.
Are you serious?
Well, let's face it. I married you, Larry, but you're not the smartest man in the world.
Louise.
Yes?
Louise?
You want to try for double or nothing on my last name?
The discussion is at an end.
Fine, I'll get dinner. Or would you prefer to eat out?
That's the best idea you've had in years. Nag, 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 yak, yak, yak.
Well, if you feel that way about it, you'd be better off where you can't hear my voice at all.
Louise, you're driving me to the club.
I don't have time. Here are your keys. Drive yourself.
Desk.
Could you tell me if Mr. Darren Stevens has checked in yet? He has. Ah, what room is he in?
He's in 909. Would you like me to ring him?
Oh, no. No, don't bother. Oh, Mr. Larry Tate will be arriving very soon. I'm sure you'll make him comfortable.
Ready?
Can I have a room for the night?
Yes, sir, Mr. Tate, room 909. I'll ring for a bellboy.
Don't bother.
Thank you.
I might ask you the same question.
It's none of your business. Obviously, they got our rooms mixed up. I'll get another one.
Don't tell me you had a fight with Louise.
That's my business. I suppose you had a fight with Samantha.
That's my business. What's the matter with you, Larry? How could you walk out on a great girl like Louise?
And how could you run out on a marvelous girl like Samantha?
I thought you didn't like Samantha.
I thought you didn't like Louise.
What gave you that idea?
Your big mouth.
I only said those things in anger. You should have known that.
So did I. And if you weren't so thick-headed, you know I'm crazy about Sam.
Larry, we're a couple of numbskulls.
You said it.
I'm sorry, Larry. Well, now we can enjoy our newfound bachelorhood together.
Right. Ah, freedom. It's wonderful.
That's marvelous.
Do anything we want. No one to answer to.
Play poker. Go bowling.
Golf every weekend. More time at the club.
Yeah. I hate poker and bowling.
Golf gives me the hives. This place is depressing. Darren?
Yeah?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so.
Last one pack pays for the room. Wouldn't you know it, Louise's car. Figures, she was miserable at home without me.
Poor kids. Must be crying on each other's shoulder.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
Well, look who's back, the Freedom Fighters.
Have some champagne. We're celebrating.
Louise, we're going home.
Oh, really, Larry?
Louise.
Nag, nag, nag. Louise, yeah, don't forget your Ouija board.
Wasn't that fun?
Fascinating.
Good night, Samantha.
Night, Darren.
Night, Larry. Louise.
Night, Samantha.
Did I just detect a sly smile on your upper lip?
Smile?
It suddenly occurs to me that it's more than coincidence that Larry and I left our houses at the same time and ended up in the same room.
Stranger things have happened.
Especially in this house. And I'll tell you something else. If you've been meddling with your witchcraft again, I couldn't care less.
Now, let me tell you something. If you think you can walk back through that door and all is forgiven, you're absolutely right.
Sam, isn't it amazing how stupid a man can be?
Oh, yes, you certainly were, sweetheart.
I meant Larry.